That's good taste in music right there. That sounds good, huh? Sitting on your patio up in Pine or Strawberry. That sounds good. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. A lot of events coming up. We were talking about the Arizona Authors event coming up in That's Payson.
July, that is.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they've got the Fiddlers.
That's September.
Festival. Mm-hmm. That's always a lot of fun to go to. So you've come across some other events you've got going on here.
You know, we have great magazines in our area, and I'm a sucker for a good magazine. So I was checking out yesterday, and I found Phoenix Magazine Spring Edition. They've been in publication 50 years, since 1966. So they're celebrating a big year this year. And they have a fantastic, this is considered the festival season.
It is.
You know,
this is it.
If you can't find something to do, you're not looking. So if you love food, if you love music, if you love art, this is the time of year to get out there and enjoy those things on the weekend. All the way from, I mean, every community seems to have them. Chandler, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Romy, they've got a Cajun festival coming up in Chandler. We'll have to go check that out.
What?
I know. You got a little competition there, bud.
No. That's a lot different than Traffic Crawfish out of the Rim Country.
This is true.
I need to put this on my calendar to attend.
This looks
a
like
Cajun
a
Cajun festival.
Mm-hmm, it looks a little like more like a New Orleans kind of festival.
Hmm.
A little New Orleans flavor to it. And then one of my favorites.
When? Hmm? When?
That's April 23rd, but I wasn't going to try to name them all. If you want to find out where to find things.
That whole magazine's full of them.
Phoenix Magazine has a great section. Phoenix Home and Garden has things month by month. And then azcentral.com has things to do. So things to do are easy to find. But that, which one did you ask me about? The Cajun Festival is actually...
Sorry, I got you.
I lost it.
Sidetrack. Okay.
That's all right.
Cajun Festival in Gilbert.
April
I can't imagine 23rd. There's going to be a lot of research results there.
April 23rd.
And I can tell you, out in Apache Junction last weekend, I got to do the Lost Dutchman Days Parade see the rodeo, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. That when we drove up to Canyon Lake, the traffic in...
That was probably awful.
Golly, we thought, what
Picked
in the world
weekend
is
to
going
do that.
On? Yeah, there was a big crowd out there for sure.
We got Country Thunder coming up in Florence. We have the McDowell Mountain Music Festival is getting to be a big deal, and that's in March. So get out and do something fun. Good time of year to get some culture, food, music, and art.
You know, looking at the Rosie on the House calendar, we were, like I say, down in Green Valley and Sorita this past week. We're actually speaking at Encore University this Thursday. We'll be talking to folks. The Encore University is on the campus of the Valley Presbyterian Church at 69th Street and McDonald, right there in Paradise Valley. And they've got College of Health and Lifestyle classes that they hold right there on the church property. So they've asked me to come in this particular Thursday. I'll be coming in for an hour, 9 to 10, room 411. There is a fee for the class, and we'll be talking about tricks and tips for owning a home in Arizona. So that's at Encore University. They have a lot of great classes that they offer on that campus. It's really
Mom.
Kay.
Mm-hmm. You know, she goes all the time.
She goes
loves
all
it.
The time. So it's Valley Presbyterian Church in Paradise Valley. I'll be there Thursday from 9 to 10 this Thursday. So that's what we got coming up this particular week. And I'm going to be drinking about 4 glasses of buttermilk every day. Thank
so,
you, Sing Farms.
On that, Ted writes in and he says, "You guys drive me nuts sometimes." You can just feel the frustration in his email.
What do we do?
"As like you, I have been searching for whole buttermilk for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Please, next time you mention it, tell me how to spell the name of the place Katie found this so I know where to look it up."
I think it's S-I-N-G-H.
It is.
I believe
okay.
it is.
Sing Farms, S-I-N-G-H.
So it's like the 101 and
Thomas.
Thomas.
East side of Thomas. I'm sorry, east side of the 101, north side of Thomas. 480-225-7199.
Romy, before next week, I want to publish the family recipe for the Sunday morning buttermilk biscuits. And I'll bet you if people go to Sing Farms, see, now they're going to run out. Now they're not going to be enough for me. But if people started buying whole buttermilk and using our buttermilk biscuit recipes, we would create a demand that Safeway and Bash's and all these grocery stores would be forced to bring back whole buttermilk.
I think you should bring in some whole buttermilk biscuits next Saturday.
Yo.
Hey.
You want me to give you a wake up call at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right.
They'll be
whip
here.
Them up.
They'll be here. We can eat them on air live, and you can see how good they are.
Well, we have a pair of tickets to give away. I think we'll go ahead and do it now. The Phoenix Suns, they haven't been doing all that great, but if you're still a fan or you would like to experience a basketball, these are pretty good seats.
They are
good seats. They're listed at $125 retail value. You're in row 17, seat number 5, so you're pretty close to the up and out aisle. And it comes with a parking pass. This game is March 14th against the Timberwolves. It's not kickoff. It's not a puck drop. What happens at 7?
Tip-off.
Tip-off. Is that what it's called?
I believe.
Jump ball. That's at 7 o'clock. So we'll do these as an early bird. We have some hockey tickets we'll give away later. But if you could name, you had to have been listening earlier at the beginning of the program. It's an early bird special here. Where did Payson get its name from? Was it a person, place, or thing? And see if you could name that as well. We'll take person, place, or thing.
Are they calling in or are they texting
in? 411-923, first person with the right answer that can go. Don't text in if you can't go on March 14th.
Two great seats, Suns, Timberwolves, March 14th, with a parking pass included. Thank you, KTAR, our broadcast flagship, for providing those tickets.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun with those.
We do. We do. And for the text function as well, it's, again, that's 411-923. And I just flipped over to look at it, and there's actually some input that had come in there I had missed. We closed out last segment talking about what would you take, a new Mustang or an old Mustang? And the gentleman here says the 68 Mustang, or 67 Mustang, hands down. So very specific with his year. He was either has some insider, was a mechanic, or that's just what he has. You know, maybe he's just a little partial to that.
Do you see the other comment there, Ronnie?
The 72 Ford truck was an F-100.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
So,
you do that well.
It's been a 150 for so long, you probably just forgot that there was. I never even knew there was a 100 before.
I did forget.
Did it start as like a 70 before that? Was there a 50?
I don't know.
What does the 100? What does the 150 stand for? Is that the tonnage? I think it's the tonnage.
250s, 150 is a half ton. 250s, a 3/4 ton, and on up the ladder. Hey, talk about who you have coming in this next hour for the outdoor segment of Rosie on the House.
Well, we have Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery will be joining us, and can probably give us a little bit more insider information on Sing Farms as their neighbors over there. I know he's been there and talked about him before. And joining him, we've got Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. We're going to talk, I know it sounds weird to bring in the Farm Bureau to talk about flowers, but in agriculture, flowers is a big, big crop. And in fact, 70%+ of the roses sold come from Arizona, and particularly the west side of the Phoenix area, Glendale and Peoria and the unincorporated areas out there. And also just, it's a huge wild flower season and an early season for that. So we'll just be talking a little bit of flowers as well.
Man. Good morning, Arizona.